I have had a lifelong love affair with the book of Revelation, and I am always thrilled when I find an artistic expression of the book, whether it be in some visual art form or in music. One of the most creative expressions of Revelation I have ever run across is one by Larry McCoy. He has actually put the entire book to music. Stay tuned for an interview with Larry and for samples of his incredible music.
Lamb and Lion Ministries presents Christ in Prophecy, a program that focuses on the fundamentals of Bible prophecy, showing how current events in the news relate to biblical predictions of end time events and the soon return of Jesus. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Reagan.
Greetings in the name of Jesus, our blessed hope, and welcome to Christ in Prophecy. My special guest this week is Larry McCoy from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Makes me a Galatian, by the way, Dave.
From what?
Makes me a Galatian.
Oh, that's right. I had never thought about that. You know, I've been to Gallatin several times,
yes,
Larry.
Yes, you have. Actually, that time.
Held some meetings there back in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. Well, Larry, you have accomplished a phenomenal feat by putting the entire book of Revelation to music. And I've seen a great number of artistic expressions of that book throughout my lifetime, but they've all been in visual art form, never in music. So tell us, how in the world did all this come about?
Well, Dave, it was quite by accident. I have to admit that up front. My dad was in a hospital in Georgia, and he loved the old song, Sweet Lorraine. Now, it's a secular song, and I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy. And he loved that song. And so I'd visit him in the hospital, and they rolled a piano out in this hallway. And they brought all these patients in wheelchairs and everything. And my dad says, play Sweet Lorraine. And I'd play Sweet Lorraine. I just found joy. And then he'd say, well, play, he'd touch me. I'd say, he'd touch me. And I'd do a couple other. And he'd say, play Sweet Lorraine. I'd say, well, Dad, I just played that. He said, play it again. So I'd play it again. And, you know, I said, man, I wish I could just put Christian words to that. He didn't like the words as much as he liked the chord changes. Yeah. It was pretty chord changes. So I went home in my, Dave, this is exactly the way it happened. My Bible, King James, finest J. Date Bible, you know, was sitting on the piano. And a big thing back in those days was writing scripture songs. So I said, well, I'm just going to put Sweet Lorraine, the chord changes to the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. So I started off. I saw a book in the right hand of God. It was sealed seven times. I saw an angel in a loud voice saying, who is worthy? And it fit, it just fit.
It flowed.
And then at the end of it, I put a scripture song. Thou art worthy. Now, that's four, but worthy is the Lamb of God to praise, you know. And so that's how it started. I said, well, that's a pretty good idea. Why don't I do all the book that way?
You started with chapter 5.
I started with chapter 5 in Sweet Lorraine, you know.
But that's a good chapter to start with because that's a chapter of glorious worship.
It sure is. And
okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So did you go back and do it in order or skip around or what?
But I had been listening to your theology. You're preaching a lot. And I realized that there's a good possibility the church wouldn't be here after chapter 4 at that time. And so after that, I looked to see and so on. So I said, well, I'll just write 1 through 5. And then I'll write, of course, the Marriage Supper of the Lamb in 19 and finish it up with 22. Well, when I got to 22, Dave, it was like the writer's block, mental block. I couldn't get it, you know. And this still small voice said, write the tribulation. I didn't want to write the tribulation. I'm not going to be here. You know, I'm going to be here.
That's pretty heavy stuff.
It's pretty heavy stuff. And so I said, I don't want to write that. But anyway.
But you got a wonderful, some fellow with a wonderful bass voice that just sounded like the voice of God.
I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, I heard thunder and a beat. You got to have a big bass voice to sing that stuff. And I did. He was about a 6'5", and he had red hair, and he stuck out like this. I'm not sure he didn't resemble Hasatan, you know. But anyway, I started on that and wrote the tribulation down through 18.
Yes.
And then 22 just came to me. I mean, you know, it was like God gave me the, if I'd written 22, Dave, we wouldn't be sitting here talking today about anything in the middle. But, you know, divine coincidence allowed me to go back and
Well, you know, I don't believe in divine coincidence when you're working in the will of God. I believe it's God's guiding. He wanted you to do the whole thing, and He forced you to do the whole thing before He's going to let you do 22, right?
Absolutely. That's
and
exactly
then 22
the way it
is just, to me, the greatest one of all.
Yeah, even so, come Lord Jesus.
Oh, I love that.
The
one.
Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
So how long did it take you to do all this?
Well, it took me about 2 years, and I was playing all this time. I was playing piano with Johnny Cash.
Well, and, hey, we want to talk about that in just a moment.
Okay.
But before we get to your personal background and what happened to you before you did all this, I want to give our viewers a feel for what you've accomplished. So I want to ask you just to start off with chapter one. Would you sing that for us?
I will do that.
Okay.
Happily.
So here is Larry McCoy singing chapter one of the book of Revelation.
In the year 96 AD on the Isle of Patmos, the beloved Apostle John was praying on the Lord's Day. The revelation of Jesus was given to John, who bare record of the word and all the things to come. Blessed is he that readeth and hear this prophecy and keep the words once written, but they will come to be. Said John to the seven churches, grace be unto you and from Jesus the faithful witness, who saved both me and you. He cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see. They that also pierced him shall wail, so let it be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Lord that was, the Lord that is, and will be again. I, John, am your brother and companion in the kingdom and the patience of tribulation. I was on the Isle of Patmos for the testimony, and I was praying on the Lord's Day when the Spirit spoke to me. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book, for it will come to pass. I turned to see the voice that had spoken to me. I saw seven golden candlesticks and the man from Calvary. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as any snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and he was girt about with gold. In his right hand he held seven stars. His mouth was a two-edged sword. His countenance was as the sun. I knew that he was Lord. And when I saw him, I fell down at his feet. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I am the first and last. From the grave through hell and death, I have passed. So write these things that thou hast seen, that are and will always be. I am he that liveth, and behold, I am alive
forevermore. Blessing that song was. I tell you, I just love that first chapter, the way you put that to music. And when I heard that the very first time, it whetted my appetite. I could hardly wait to hear the rest of the music of that
album.
You
know, Dave, you were one of the men that gave me my first break.
Is that right?
In doing the Revelation. You sure were.
Oh,
you
my.
Mentioned earlier that you had come to Gallatin.
Yes.
Well, some lady gave you my
That's
recording,
right.
And you heard it and called me, and I did your very first Prophecy Conference.
That's right, conference. And I talked about that on the radio, and we sold copies of that over the radio.
And it really launched me. And I appreciate it. I'm glad you even know my name.
Oh, come on.
That's the truth.
Well, speaking of names, now you just dropped a big one right before we had you sing that chapter, and that was Johnny Cash. Tell us about your relationship with him.
Well, I played piano with him in the 70s, and John actually means a great deal to me, he and June. I had the best playing job in the world. And I'll tell you a funny story about how I got that job. I was playing there in town, I got this audition phone call, said, come and audition for Johnny Cash. And so, this is true, Dave, I wouldn't tell you. And I went over there, and I sat down at this piano, and he came in, and, well, hello there, Larry. He said, can you play I Walk the Line? And I said, no, I've never heard that song before. I said, but if you hum it, I can play it. I got a really good ear.
How are you talking about his number one song?
I know, and that's what he said. He says, let me get this right. You want to play piano for me and you've never heard my hit song? Today it's funny. Man, it wasn't so funny.
You were squirming up.
I was squirming, and I says, well, you see, and he sung it. And it changes. I keep my eyes, and it changes keys three or four times, and I got all that. But then he says, Larry, he says, do you know how to play Peace in the Valley? And I says, absolutely. I played Peace. He didn't need a piano player on I Walk the Line. It had been a hit for 20 years, but he needed a piano player on Peace in the Valley. And he was starting to do those type songs.
Oh, yeah, some religious songs.
I tell you, I've had some great experiences with that. One
so
time.
He hired you even though you didn't know his hit song?
And I learned it real quick.
Larry, were you always a Christian? Were you born in a Christian family?
I was raised in a Christian family, but I don't want to give too much credit to my life away from the Lord, but I tell you what, June Carter and Johnny Cash were instrumental in allowing me to see that I didn't have to be a preacher's kid in order to live a life dedicated to the service of the Lord and be the manifest presence of God in this earth. And John started holding Bible studies. It was the Oak Ridge Boys, Larry Gatlin, Carl Perkins, June, and we would hold these Bible studies. And noticeably, I saw Carl Perkins throw his cigarettes away. Now, we didn't say, okay, everybody quit smoking.
You just let the Holy Spirit convict.
The Holy Spirit, come as you are to the Lord. And then the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Ghost, begins to mold you and cause your it's a renewing of your mind.
That's right.
By the washing of the Word.
That's right.
That's how it began. And then I began to write the Revelation when it was with him. And when the first time I ever recorded, I told John, I says, am I running over time?
No, keep going.
I told John, I said, I've put the book of Revelation to music, John. And he says, well, I know a guy that put Timothy to the book. In other words, it's not a big deal to me, man. Wait a minute. Aren't you supposed to pat me on the back and tell me how good a boy I am? Anyway, I took it to play for him. So I started on one, and one we just heard, and I played it. And when I finished, Dave, I looked around, and John had his hands up in the air like this. And I says, I know I got him now. So I hit three, one you're going to hear in a few minutes, and played that. And he says, do you know 21? That's my mother's favorite. I did 21. I did 22, And I was expecting him, he stuck out his hand at the end of that, and I was expecting him to shake my hand.
Yeah.
I was back in the flesh again. He grabbed my hand and held it like this, and he said, Lord. And I'm plugged into a wire. And he says, help me get this work out to the world.
Wow.
If I'm not the source, close this door and open another door. And boy, it was an amazing prayer. And when he finished that prayer, he said, have you got this on tape? I said, no. And he called Pete Drake's studio right then and says, I'm bringing a man down there. We're going to do this. And so we went down there, and he went with me. The man cut the tape machine on, and except for when he changed the reels, I did it straight through. All 20. There was a place in four when I went, no, 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 no. You'll hear it in a few minutes. And it's a long run down the piano. I sort of goofed it up. If I just said, hold it, we'll do it, back up and do it again, I didn't even do that. It's on the original recordings, it's still the same way. But I tell you, it was electric. It
well,
was
that's what I call
electric.
An anointing, brother, an anointing.
Well, hallelujah.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Yeah. And what I'd like for you to do now is to sing one of the letters to the churches. The one that is my favorite is the one to the church at Laodicea. Would you sing that one?
I would definitely sing
that. Okay. Folks, here is Larry McCoy singing the letter to the church at Laodicea.
Unto the angel of the church of the Laodicean, saith he that is faithful and true, I know you by your works, you are neither cold nor hot. Therefore I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because you say that you are rich with every earthly goods, and that you have no needs for anything more. Why, you don't seem to know just how miserable you are. You are wretched, blind and naked, and poor. I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in fire and white raiment to hide thy shame. Anoint thine eyes that you might see. I rebuke the ones I love. So repent. That overcometh, will I grant to sit with me and my Father there in his throne. Thank you, Lord. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to all.
again, Larry, I want to thank you for a great blessing. That I tell you, that just blessed my socks off, as we say here in Texas.
Thanks.
Well, listen, in the Old Testament, the book of worship is Psalms. In the New Testament, the book of worship is Revelation. A lot of people don't realize that. But in chapter 4, it really starts breaking out in worship as John is taken up to heaven. So how about singing that chapter 4?
I'd love to, Dave.
Okay, so here's Larry McCoy singing chapter 4 of the book of Revelation.
After that, I looked to see an open door in heaven, and the first voice I heard said to me,
"Come up here, and I will show you things to be hereafter."
I was then in the spirit and did see there was a throne in heaven. He that sat thereon was like the most beautiful stone. There was a rainbow round about, sight like an emerald, 4 and 26 before the throne. The elders that were sitting there were all clothed in white raiment. They had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne came lightnings and thunderings. There were 7 lamps of fire I did behold. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, 4 beasts with eyes all around, ceasing not from crying, "Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." And the elders cast their crowns upon the ground, saying, "How unworthy, O Lord, to receive glory, all honor and all power to for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created by you. All glory and all honor too. All honor and all power too. All power and all glory too. For thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory. For thy pleasure they are and were created by you. All glory, all honor too. All honor, all power too. All power, all glory too. All
now, what I'd like to do right now is to jump from the beginning of the book to the end of the book.
Amen.
And have you start with chapter 19, the chapter about the return of Jesus Christ in glory and majesty to come back to this earth and reign over this earth, that the earth may be filled with truth and, you know, peace, righteousness, and justice as the waters cover the sea.
Amen.
So would you be willing to sing chapter 19 for us?
Absolutely.
Okay,
hallelujah,
brother. Then, folks, here is Larry McCoy singing chapter 19 about the return of Jesus Christ on that majestic white horse.
After these things, I heard a great voice saying, "Hallelujah, salvation and power unto the Lord our God. For righteous are his judgments in avenging his servants this hour." 4 and 20 and the 4 beasts too fell down and worshiped God on the throne. And a voice from the throne said, "Praise our God, all ye servants
that worshiped him alone. Let us be glad and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is in sight. His wife hath made herself ready for him, arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. I saw heaven open and beheld a white horse, the rider called Faithful and True. His eyes were as a flame, and on his head were many crowns, and a name no other man knew. He was clothed with a vesture that was dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And out of his mouth a sword to smite the nations, he will rule them with an iron rod. He had on his vesture and on his thigh the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The armies from heaven following after him wore white linen, each rode a white horse. I heard an angel say to all fowls that fly, come and gather to eat the flesh of them that are gathered with the beasts and the kings of the earth, with their armies to make war on him. But the beasts and false prophets were cast into hell, and the remnants were slain by the sword from out of the mouth of him upon that horse, King of Kings.
Well, folks, that's our program for this week. I hope it has been a blessing to you, and I hope, the Lord willing, you'll be back with us again next week. Until then, this is Dave Reagan speaking for Lamb and Lion Ministries, saying, look up, be watchful, for our redemption is drawing near.
If you are interested in acquiring some of the Revelation music of Larry McCoy, we have an album called Revelation in Sight and Sound that can be yours for a gift of $20 or more, including the cost of shipping. The album contains both a DVD and a CD. The DVD consists of a 50-minute video interview with Larry and a 35-minute presentation of 10 of his Revelation songs illustrated with PowerPoint slides. The running time of the video program, including comments by Dr. Reagan, is 1 hour and 27 minutes. The album also contains a CD with all 27 songs that take you through the book of Revelation chapter by chapter. To order a copy of the album, call the number you see on the screen Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Central Time, or you can place your order through our website at the address you see on the screen. Every word of these songs comes right out of the King James Version of the book of Revelation. They are songs that have stood the test of time, and they are songs that you will find to be spiritually enriching. Again, the Revelation in Sight and Sound album can be yours for a gift of $20 or more, including the cost of shipping. In addition to 1.5-hour video, it contains a CD with all 27 of Larry's Revelation songs. Just call the number you see on the screen or place your order through our website address shown on the screen.
Thank you for joining us on today's Christ in Prophecy, a presentation of Lamb and Lion Ministries, a non-denominational ministry dedicated to teaching the fundamentals of biblical prophecy and proclaiming the soon return of Jesus.